And this is Ty Taylor on WRMJ, our Mercer County High School Sports Spotlight. This week has us talking volleyball with senior standout Tessa Morrison. A strong start for the Golden Eagles, off to a 6-1 start here in 2026. So when you kind of look team-wide over the first couple of weeks of, you know, game competition, to you, what have been some of the keys for the strong start you and your teammates have been able to get off to?
There's been a lot of just great teamwork throughout the whole team. The energy stays up. We've had a lot of good pieces that we're able to put together, and I just can't wait to see where it takes us at towards the end.
And so a strong start individually for you as well. Mercer County won an invitational tournament hosted by Weatherfield over the weekend. You were an all-tournament selection at that event. So kind of looking back to that day on Saturday where you as a team go 4-0, that day specifically, what do you think were some of the keys that allowed you and your teammates to be able to win that championship?
Lots of communication with everybody, and then again, energy is a huge thing, and we were able to keep that up even though the early morning and early bus time throughout the whole day, it never dropped. It just lots of communication and good teamwork.
Yeah, so we've already touched on you being an all-tournament selection there, and I know in terms of, like, you know, statistics with kills, you've had a really strong start to the 2026 year as well. So just, you know, your individual play so far this year, what do you attribute, you know, that to being able to get off to such a good start there on your own as well?
I mean, you can't have a good kill without a good pass and set, obviously, but throughout the club season, doing that all winter helps me be able to bring a lot more to the high school team come the fall time.
Yeah, so you're into your senior season now. So does it feel like any different playing as a senior than maybe as opposed to as a junior or as a sophomore when you were younger, especially that there's just four of you as seniors this year on the team?
It's really exciting to be a senior finally. It's a lot less pressure off, I would say, being a senior than being a younger girl playing up for varsity.
So for you, talking about just kind of growing as a player over the years, what do you kind of attribute you being able to, you know, improve season after season and just overall kind of the growth in your game? Where do you point that to?
All the coaching help I've had through club, high school, any extra lessons I was able to get.
And then for you, when you kind of look ahead throughout the season, it's kind of amazing just, I feel like, how fast the year goes, but especially like when you're in a season like this. So throughout, you know, your senior year of volleyball at Mercer County, what are some goals you have or some things you want to hope to accomplish before the season ends in a few months?
I would like to reach 500 kills for career-wise. And then for postseason, I would like to see us go far.
And then just really the last thing I have for you, I know you're going to be playing volleyball collegiately. So, I mean, how important was that to you to be able to be a player who, you know, someone at the collegiate level wanted to play, and the fact you're going to be able to get to continue your, you know, playing career post high school? Is that something you're really excited about?
I'm super excited about it. It's definitely a lot of pressure, I'd say, off my shoulders just to be able to get to the next level and be able to play and then enjoy my senior season.
All right, that's Mercer County High School senior volleyball player Tessa Morrison joining us this week on WRMJ. Golden Eagles again off to a 6-1 start in 2026. Tessa, thanks for the time. We appreciate it. Good luck the rest of the season. Thanks
Thank
a lot.
You.
All right, I'm Ty Taylor on WRMJ.